Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. The response from last show has led us in a new direction, and here are the topics that made this week's shortlist. Number 1. How can you be positive when everything seems to be going wrong? Number 2. I've just been laid off. Why do I feel guilty? And number 3. How do you define success in today's economy? Let's look at the first question. How to be positive when everything seems to be going wrong? The first question one must ask is, what are your expectations? What are your plans, and what actions are you taking to achieve your goals? It's very easy to remain positive when I open my eyes in the morning and appreciate being able to see another day. What about you? Within the first 20 seconds of every day, I'm grateful that I'm able to see, I'm able to hear, and move my limbs. We sometimes take life's biggest pleasures for granted and wonder why we can't have more. Can you see the value in starting each day by being thankful for what you have? I challenge you to take inventory of the people in your life, your accomplishments, and the lives of the many people that you've touched over the last year. May I ask you, what does going wrong actually mean? Does it mean that you're among the 3.8 million people that have lost jobs over the last year? Or that you've been unsuccessful in your own eyes or the eyes of a loved one? Maybe going wrong means having to make adjustments that you've never experienced before, or having to make hard choices on wants versus needs. Do you know that our minds are the best scriptwriters in the world? Often, our thoughts are not based on reality at all, and you really have to look inside of yourself for the truth of what's actually happening, especially when fear is involved. Do you realize that many negative things we think and feel are internally based? Many, without having one piece of solid evidence, our minds can develop the greatest fiction story that you could ever imagine and have you believing that it's true. Please learn to give the benefit of doubt to what's being said and the true motives behind what you hear. Someone may be attempting to motivate you, and the thought is heard as a put-down. Listen, and don't be afraid to ask questions to clarify what you thought you heard. Learn to communicate. Learn to listen and ask questions to get the true meaning of what's being said. Remember, Dr. Hill said, quote, "All men become what they are because of their dominating thoughts and desires," end quote. Whatever you think and focus on, your subconscious mind will go to work to bring it about. When I was growing up, my parents taught me to always look for the best in every situation and to move forward. Anytime you feel you're down on yourself, simply take a look around at the other people in the world, and you'll understand just how blessed you really are. I'll lead into the second question by saying that I may not be qualified to give great answers on this subject, but I will share a little insight as to how we accept the feelings that are really not ours to own. The question was, I've just been laid off. Why do I feel guilty? In an effort to answer this question, we're going to have to make two assumptions. The first is that you did not cause a layoff through any of your own personal actions, and the second is that you were completely surprised when you were laid off. Since the word guilt was used, what thoughts are you having as to the reason for your dismissal? Did they actually give you a reason for your dismissal? Do you feel that you've let others down, or that maybe you did not give it your best effort in the job? When you've done your very best at whatever you're doing, there's no reason to feel guilty or have doubts as to the outcome. That does not mean that you're happy with the results, or the results are what you really want. We are constantly measuring our results according to the plans we have in place and strive to bring about the results that we actually want. Understand that you have the ability to control your efforts, and when things are beyond your control, the decisions are not yours to make. Why were you laid off? When a business is reducing workforce or going out of business, everyone in that business is at risk. And if that was the case, there's nothing to feel guilty about. In today's economy, the business environment is changing rapidly, and you and I understand that change is necessary to keep pace or stay tuned with opportunities. Oftentimes, seniority may play a role in deciding who has a job and who does not. In other cases, it may be left to who's the best team player, or who is the most flexible and can adapt the fastest. Personality and skills are major assets when any business is looking to streamline overhead and survive in lean times. The third question, how do you define success in today's economy? A more important question is, what is your definition of success? I'm sure you're aware of the world's financial troubles, as well as you're aware of your friends and family and businesses that have been impacted by today's recession. Is your definition based strictly on money or your personal ideas? What does success mean in today's economy? My definition of success is the same in any economy. My idea of success means being able to do the things you've planned or desire to do when you want to do them. Being able to have the results you're looking for is very important in living your fantastic dream life. Aren't you always happy to know that you are able to do the many small things that bring you and your loved ones pleasure? It can be sharing a family meal, going on a picnic, or simply staying home and enjoying a movie. Through the years, I've been blessed to learn that the definition of success can have different meanings and all amount to the same feeling. When I was a younger man, as I'm sure you will be able to relate to this, I would sometimes work all day and have fun all night and be ready to go the next day. This weekend, while relocating my race shop, my brain was telling me that I could work all day and keep going the next day just like I used to do. After the first day of working 22 hours, my body went into rejection mode. My brain was on task of what needed to be done and the order to complete the task, but my body was on a totally different page. At the 36-hour mark, my body was crying for rest, and at any time I would pause for just a few minutes, my eyes would start to close. This was a totally new experience for me. At that point, I decided to listen to my body and went to sleep. After 10 hours of sleep, I woke up and realized how much was accomplished before I went to sleep and how blessed I was for not having hurt anyone in the process. This weekend was a major success for me for two reasons. One, I'm now at peace with my body for requiring more rest than ever before. And two, dependable friends are to be cherished and appreciated. You were asked to do things on our last show. The first was to smile at the first 10 people you see every day, and the second was to keep a log on your spending. How successful were you at completing those tasks? Remember, the things you do daily are part of your everyday life, and when you want to have your dream life, small changes can make the biggest difference. You're invited to send your suggestions and comments to www.menpowerradio.com. That's menpowerradio.com. We appreciate your support, and we invite you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we open our network to you. I look forward to hearing about your experiences, challenges, and successes. Send your comments, ideas, and suggestions for improving our show to meet your needs to www.menpowerradio.com. That's menpowerradio.com. Until next time, stay cool under pressure and remember, you are never alone. I leave you with these thoughts, and I'm not sure where I received my copy of this, but here it goes. My attitude. I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet. To make all my friends feel that there is something special in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and to make my optimism come true. To think only of the best, to work only for the best, and expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am of my own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature I meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of myself that I have little time to criticize others. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the pressures of trouble. My attitude is my life. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with, live like there's no tomorrow, enjoy life. Have fun.